It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today is our school district update, and we're talking with Beverly Martinez. She is the preschool supervisor for the Carbon School District, and it's getting to be that time. In March is when they begin enrollment for the fall. And if you want your child to be in one of those preschools, it's very important that you get on that list. They always fill up very quickly. And, you know, if you want to be on there, you got to get in there and get on that list. And then also we're going to talk about some of the things that are there they will learn and some of the things that they do in the preschool program here at Carbon School District. Beverly, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks, Dave. It's good to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you could join us, and it's good to have you here this morning. So we talk all the time about the preschool program, and it's one of those things that I don't know as though some people even realize that the school district offers a preschool program, but it's at different schools throughout the district, correct?
Yes. We have preschool at Helper in Sally Morrow and at Creekview, at Wellington Elementary and out at Broom Point. And then we do have our preschool for kids with significant special needs at the Castle Valley Center. So we have quite a few different preschools available.
And even with all of those preschools, they still need to get in and get registered because space is limited and it fills up quick, doesn't it?
Yes, it does fill up. I have a wait list started for all three, and it is filling up fast. So if you do want your child to go to preschool next year, now's the time to get them on the waiting list. We do charge tuition. It's $75 a month for the four-year-old class and $50 for the three-year-old class. And we just have to do that because preschool is not funded through tax dollars like K-12 is. So we do have to charge a little bit just to keep our teachers paid and buy materials.
And that's understandable, definitely understandable. Now, we have talked in the past about preschool. Really, there is a lot of learning that goes on, but most of preschool is that social interaction, isn't it?
Yes, a good chunk of preschool is about social competence and helping kids develop social competence and become a lifelong learner. But I did want to talk a little bit today about Utah's core standards because that does designate what preschools should teach and what preschoolers should learn ages 3 to 5. And if parents are interested, they can look at the core standards on our district website. If you look under the preschool site on our district website, there is a link to the Utah core standards. But we look at literacy, fine arts, health education and physical education, lifelong learning practices and helping kids develop those, math, science, and social studies. So it really is pretty comprehensive, and kids learn in a developmentally appropriate way for a 3 and 5 year old to begin building those skills.
And really, as we said, this is where it all starts. And give your child a good foothold in the process of, you know, learning what it's like to deal with other students and deal with their classmates and go to school. And even something as simple as I wonder if people realize that something as simple as getting on a schedule is a big thing, right?
Yes. Kids having a routine and helping to regulate themselves and learn to follow routines is a huge important thing for a young child to learn. And then also, if you look at literacy, some people think, well, kids start learning to read when they start kindergarten. But really, achieving literacy starts in infancy and continues through the preschool years. And kids who start kindergarten with a lot of skills, kind of the foundational types of skills, they have a better chance for being a successful reader. And parents and preschools can support that when they do things like have really good conversations with kids and listen to them and help build on their vocabulary and read to kids every day and expose kids to print-rich environments where they're seeing print and able to ask a lot of questions about print, and then singing a large variety of songs, and also supplying kids with writing tools so they have the opportunity to develop some written literacy and build some hand strength, and so they're able to start writing.
And as you said, I think it begins right there with mom and dad, even in infancy, even taking 20 to 30 minutes to just read something to a child. And they get through that, they understand it, they get that part of it, and then it kind of carries with them for the rest of their lives, really.
You know, Dave, you're exactly right. And I think it's important for parents to think about what a child's ready for, but the exposure to books is great. And if a child's just ready to sit on your lap and look at one picture on a page and point to a picture and then turn the page, that's totally fine. They might not be ready to listen to a whole story yet. But starting where they're at and just building is what will help them be ready for success in kindergarten.
And once again, now if anyone wants to get their child ready to roll and enrolled in kindergarten, what do they need to do? How do they get in touch with you guys?
So you can call me. My office is at the Castle Valley Center, and the number there is 637-9150. And I am taking a waiting list. I already have quite a few people on the waiting list. So if you have called, you are still on the waiting list. And I just take kids first, take kids first come, first serve. So.
All right. And then when will they finally start getting literature and information as far as when preschool is going to start and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I do the enrollment towards the end of March, and then we always start preschool the week of Labor Day in the fall.
All right. So if you're wanting to, you know, get your child enrolled in those preschools with the Carbon School District, give Beverly a call. Her office is out of the Castle Valley Center, and they can get you taken care of and get enrolled and get ready for some learning. Right, Beverly?
That's exactly right, Dave.
All right, Beverly, thank you so much for taking out the time this morning to talk with us about this. It's great information, and it's hard to believe that it's January and we're already talking about it's time to get kids enrolled and ready to go to school this fall.
Yeah, time goes really fast, that's for sure.
It really does. Beverly Martinez with the Carbon School District Preschool Program, thank you so much once again for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.